What does Milledgeville mean to you?
Milledgeville has been amazing to me and my family. We moved here in 2007. My mom got a job as a professor at Georgia College and has really embraced us. And we found a really cool Bulgarian, you know, population here that has been around for a little while. And they helped us get in contact with different people around the town. And Milledgeville is the birthplace of my wife. She's born and raised, so my in-laws are here, and she's got a big family, so we've got a lot of support around us. And you know, as I was saying, it takes a village. We definitely have a great village. We have a daughter who just turned 2 years old in October, and Milledgeville has always been, even when I graduated from Georgia College, I had the plans of moving back when I retired, or if an opportunity presented itself, I always wanted to come back to Milledgeville.
And then, do you have a favorite memory from Milledgeville?
Oh, favorite memory from Milledgeville.
I know you said you were here in college and stuff, too.
Yeah, I was here in college. I bartended downtown. I don't know if one specific memory pops up specifically. Probably just getting married to my wife. We had our rehearsal dinner here at the restaurant. And that was a really cool experience, having all of our friends and family in the same place, of, you know, my future. So it was a kind of surreal moment.
Mm-hmm. And then, do you have any goals for the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah. So, obviously I want to continue, expanding and upgrading Shima. This summer I'm planning on completely redoing my kitchen, and then hopefully in the next couple years we will expand up to the second floor as well for like more of a late night experience, being able to have live music and events go on, so it'll all be, you know, tied together.
Mm-hmm. And then what advice do you have for someone who wants to get into the restaurant business?
Surround yourself with people that, if you don't know, you know, how to handle a certain situation as far as like your taxes or just the structuring of a LLC, getting that started, just surround yourself with people that can help you achieve those goals. And also, don't underestimate the grind it is, especially early on as you're structuring the restaurant in a certain way. It takes a lot more work than you originally thought. I didn't know how much work it was going to be. Obviously, I thought it was going to be a lot, but it was much more than that. And then I know a few other people that have opened up restaurants, and they're kind of going through that right now, that they didn't anticipate, you know, it never ends, you know. But at the end of the day, you're working for yourself and your livelihood. So it's a fun experience, but it's definitely a lot harder than you think it might be.
Yeah. Okay.